WFM.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Present into our life and develop a heart that trusts Him. Even when circumstances seem overwhelming, our response should be one of continuous praise and gratitude. How thankful as we look at the world around us, we can see how blessed we are. Spoke with a man the other day at the store and talking about how difficult it was. And you know, he said, it could be worse. I said, you're right. I thought about all of the mess that we're seeing. It could be worse. We could be just like they are in Gaza. It could be worse, Antioch. So we need to be reminded that we've been blessed by God in spite of the fact that some mess going on. Because it could be far worse. And choosing to bless not dependent upon our situation, but our recognition of His unwavering faithfulness and love. This attitude of gratitude can shape our perspective and help us rise above our trials and tribulations. It does that our hope is anchored in something greater than our current challenges. The enemy in the last days will put so much in the front of us to try to stop us, turn us around, and shake us. But God said, keep moving forward. I never saw a challenge that the Lord did not have an answer for. No matter how great, no matter how many come against you, I've never saw a challenge that the Lord says, I've got an answer for it. I'm reminded of a woman that had an issue of blood, his daughter. I'm reminded of blind Bartimaeus. Lazarus even had some stuff. And when we think about our Lord, the Lord came into this world taking the sins of all of us to a cross so that we could be saved. On Himself, our frailties, our misguided steps, our stuff, so that we could be saved. He who knew no sin became our stuff. When we focus on God's goodness, it renews our strength. I've got power today. And I don't always know what God is up to, but God said, just keep holding on. And see what the end result will be. No matter what our conditions may be, I will bless the Lord at all times. As believers, God has been good to us. We can look at where we are today and know that God is still sustaining us, still upholding us, still guiding us, still approving us, still moving us forward. And what I have learned, Antioch, and continue to learn, is that whatever we face in life, God, I don't know how we did that. God did. So many times we try to work. But if we allow God to be God, He will work all things out. 5:20 states, giving thanks always. For all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to start giving thanks for what we do have. Give thanks for what He has provided for us. When we think about what we used to have and we think about what we now have, when we think about where we are going compared to where we were going, we ought to be able to thank the Lord for what He has done for us. Giving thanks for all things. I know growing up, I didn't have much. Holes in my shoes. Patches on our knees. Y'all remember them little patches we used to put on our clothes? But thank God we gave thanks for what we did have. Reverend Mathis, where is the praise of my people? Where's the prayer that grandma and grandpa used to pray? Where's the song that used to be sang? Why is the call of response quiet in the house of the Lord? It's because they gotten quiet because they forgotten their blessings. I will bless the Lord at all times. His peace shall continuously be in my mind. Where is your praise? I'm going to challenge you until you surrender to the Lord. Because the Lord says, I'm trying to wake you up and shake you into a realization of who I am in your life. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Today, we could ask, what in the world is coming out of your mouth? As believers, is it, I love the Lord? What is it that's coming out of our mouth today? For we are hearing some strange words, some divisive words, words that are unbecoming of peace, words that insult and words that hurt, words that are discriminatory or discriminate. And miss come from, my brothers and sisters, these are not godly words, but ungodly words. But conjunction, God desire our words of praise. And he delights when we call upon him, Lord and Savior. Antioch, God feels good when we praise him. Because our worship creates an atmosphere where his presence dwells among us. Why should God be in a place that he built and is quiet and nobody will say amen and nobody will give him thanks? And he could sit on his throne and let the angels in heaven bow before him and worship and praise him. He comes all the way to sit in our worship service and he comes all the way from glory to see us and take care of us and comfort us and provide for us. And there's not a thank you, Lord. But when we get down in our physical body, when we don't know where to go, it's an old Lord. Lord says, I hurt you before you even said it. Our worship and our praise should be exalting him on a continuous basis. As David reminds us, in these moments, powerful shifts, our burdens seem lighter and our hope replaces despair. Even when circumstances challenges us, when we magnify his name together, collectively as a congregation, it confuses and amazes the enemy. And it fills our spirit with strength. Anybody don't like our praise? No, our worship to God. Here's why. He was over the choir. He was an archangel. And one day he looked, saw that he had responsibility for all of the praise. A whole bunch of angels following him. And he saw that he had a contingency of people, of angels following him, of people, of angels following. And then the Lord says, I know a trap when I see one. He just dropped him. So when there's a contingency of angels, if there's a contingency of people following, God says, I see, and I'll just drop it. Watch out. God is up to something. God is saying, I will bless. David said, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. In other words, give glory to his name. Give glory to his name and praise and honor to God. and the good things he has done. In other words, it is not about us. It's about God, who deserves all glory and praise. The enemy does not want us to praise, and it messes him up when our circumstances look bad and we keep on praising him. What's that song? I can't stop praising. It messes the enemy up when we can praise him when we ought to be crying. It messes him up and somebody bring food out of nowhere. The enemy always think he has the victory, but he doesn't know the whole story. God said, these are my children. If you're going to take care of them, right? God's taking care of us. Our children don't always do what we ask them to do, but we still love them. They can mess up. They can be bad. They can be robbers and all that stuff. They can even go off to prison, but we still love them. Well, and God said, I'm still waiting on you because I still love you. Why? Because God is love, and his love covers a multitude of faults. And that messes the enemy up because angels can't be saved. Thought he could be like God. And God just dropped him. God knows every trap before the trap is set. And he dropped him here. My brothers and sisters, because he wanted to praise. That's why David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. In other words, let's start shouting. Not being quiet. Let's start praising him. Start exalting him because of our blessing is coming. And here, when we magnify, it makes the object bigger, or it makes it great. So when it makes our praise bigger, one praise God hears, but a congregational praise is a gigantic praise. And the enemy can't stand our praise. When we join together and praise, something shifts in the atmosphere. Our collective voices rise above the worries, reminding us that God is greater than the situation we face. And this unity and strength in our drawing us closer to the Lord's presence. Then David said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. This let us know that the Lord hears our prayer. Just as David, we too can find freedom from our fears when we seek the Lord. Even in the midst of our struggles, let us remember that God is always to respond to our need. When we lift up our voice and pray in praise, we invite his presence and power to move in our lives, bringing hope and assurance to us. The Lord, oh my soul, and all that was in me, bless his holy name. Doors of the church open. If you're here this morning and the Lord has spoken directly to your heart, will you accept?
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.